第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Now, please put the forks on the left of the plate and knives and spoons on the right.
What about the water glasses?
They go above the plates.
If it doesn't stop raining by Thursday, we'll have to cancel the fair.
No, we could just hold it indoors in the gym.
I've checked. The gym and the school hall are both booked.
Have you heard that all the international flights have been canceled because of the weather?
No, I've been in the meeting hall all day.
Unfortunately, I found it out while waiting for the flight to New York.
I heard you got a full mark in your math exams. Congratulations!
Thanks. I'm sure you did a good job, too. Do you think it is a good idea to double the price of cigarettes?
Yes, because people won't want to smoke as much anymore.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
What's wrong with you?
Nothing serious.
Maybe you'd better have a medical examination.
I think there is no need. I'm just having a cough and feel tired.
You need to take an x-ray photo of your lungs. I advise you to do as I told you. After all, whatever work you want to do, you must have good health. Don't you think so?
Thank you, but shall I make some calls to arrange some important business affairs first?
Okay.What's wrong with you?
Nothing serious.
Maybe you'd better have a medical examination.
I think there is no need. I'm just having a cough and feel tired.
You need to take an x-ray photo of your lungs. I advise you to do as I told you. After all, whatever work you want to do, you must have good health. Don't you think so?
Thank you, but shall I make some calls to arrange some important business affairs first?
Okay.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一题。
Hello, I'd like some information about trips to Kathmandu.
Well, how can I help you?
I hear there is a special kind of bus with sleeping rooms.
Yes, that's true.
How many people travel on the bus?
Well, the bus sleeps 10. Usually there are 8 travelers, 2 drivers, and a girl to act as your tour guide.
So we sleep comfortably on the bus?
Yes, it's fully equipped for cooking, and weather permitting, it's got a shower system that we set up outside every evening.
We leave from London?
Yes, and return to London.
Is there anything special we need to bring?
Oh, we give everyone a list of suitable clothes and all the things to bring. Of course, space is limited.
Oh, yes, I understand that. Now, can you tell me about the deadline for booking?
Well, it depends. Usually 6 or 8 months before your travel. Could you come in and we could go over the details?
Okay, I'll come and see you next Wednesday.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Hello, I'd like some information about trips to Kathmandu.
Well, how can I help you?
I hear there is a special kind of bus with sleeping rooms.
Yes, that's true.
How many people travel on the bus?
Well, the bus sleeps 10. Usually there are 8 travelers, 2 drivers, and a girl to act as your tour guide.
So we sleep comfortably on the bus?
Yes, it's fully equipped for cooking, and weather permitting, it's got a shower system that we set up outside every evening.
We leave from London?
Yes, and return to London.
Is there anything special we need to bring?
Oh, we give everyone a list of suitable clothes and all the things to bring. Of course, space is limited.
Oh, yes, I understand that. Now, can you tell me about the deadline for booking?
Well, it depends. Usually 6 or 8 months before your travel. Could you come in and we could go over the details?
Okay, I'll come and see you next Wednesday.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Hi, Jeannie. Why have you come to school an hour early?
I wanted to get a front row seat and review one more time before the test. Why are you here so early, Jack?
I get out of my car here this time every day. You seem to be nervous about your lessons. Have you finished your review?
I've only been studying day and night for the last week. If I don't get an A in this class, I won't get the support of my country. Why do you seem so calm?
This class is really just a review for me. I've been learning it for 2 years.
That's lucky for you.
Jeannie, can you guess what the test will be like? Will it be difficult?
I hope not, but I'm still worried about it.
Hi, Jeannie. Why have you come to school an hour early?
I wanted to get a front row seat and review one more time before the test. Why are you here so early, Jack?
I get out of my car here this time every day. You seem to be nervous about your lessons. Have you finished your review?
I've only been studying day and night for the last week. If I don't get an A in this class, I won't get the support of my country. Why do you seem so calm?
This class is really just a review for me. I've been learning it for 2 years.
That's lucky for you.
Jeannie, can you guess what the test will be like? Will it be difficult?
I hope not, but I'm still worried about it. Excuse me, sir, but are you Mr. Robertson from Australia?
Yes, I am.
How do you do, Mr. Robertson? Welcome to Beijing.
How do you do?
I'm Lily.
Oh, it's great to meet you, Miss Lily.
I'm also glad to meet you. Please come this way. That's our car. Your baggage can go in the boot.
Good.
Is this your first visit to Beijing?
This is my first visit to China. It has been my long-cherished desire to pay a visit to your beautiful country.
You are going to stay in Beijing for...
5 days, and then I have to fly to Xi'an. My wife will be waiting for me in Hong Kong, but on my way to Hong Kong, I will visit Guilin first.
That's a wonderful idea. Well, Mr. Robertson, were you born in Australia?
No, I was born in London.
No wonder I can understand you so well.
Yes, I speak British English with a bit of an Australian accent.
I find it hard to understand some Australian friends who speak Australian English.
Do you? I think it is because we Australians speak very quickly.
Excuse me, sir, but are you Mr. Robertson from Australia?
Yes, I am.
How do you do, Mr. Robertson? Welcome to Beijing.
How do you do?
I'm Lily.
Oh, it's great to meet you, Miss Lily.
I'm also glad to meet you. Please come this way. That's our car. Your baggage can go in the boot.
Good.
Is this your first visit to Beijing?
This is my first visit to China. It has been my long-cherished desire to pay a visit to your beautiful country.
You are going to stay in Beijing for...
5 days, and then I have to fly to Xi'an. My wife will be waiting for me in Hong Kong, but on my way to Hong Kong, I will visit Guilin first.
That's a wonderful idea. Well, Mr. Robertson, were you born in Australia?
No, I was born in London.
No wonder I can understand you so well.
Yes, I speak British English with a bit of an Australian accent.
I find it hard to understand some Australian friends who speak Australian English.
Do you? I think it is because we Australians speak very quickly.
Let children learn to judge their own work. A child learning to talk does not learn by being corrected all the time. If corrected too much, he will stop talking. He notices 1,000 times a day the differences between the language he uses and the language those around him used. Bit by bit, he makes the necessary changes to make his language like other people's. In the same way, children learning to do all the other things they learn to do without being taught. To talk, run, climb, whistle, ride a bike. Compare their own performance with those of more skilled people, and slowly make the needed changes. But in school, we never give a child a chance to find out his mistakes for himself. We do it all for him. We act as if we thought that he would never notice a mistake unless it was pointed out to him, or correct it unless he was made to. Soon he becomes dependent on the teacher. Let him do it himself. Let children learn to judge their own work. A child learning to talk does not learn by being corrected all the time. If corrected too much, he will stop talking. He notices 1,000 times a day the differences between the language he uses and the language those around him used. Bit by bit, he makes the necessary changes to make his language like other people's. In the same way, children learning to do all the other things they learn to do without being taught. To talk, run, climb, whistle, ride a bike. Compare their own performance with those of more skilled people, and slowly make the needed changes. But in school, we never give a child a chance to find out his mistakes for himself. We do it all for him. We act as if we thought that he would never notice a mistake unless it was pointed out to him, or correct it unless he was made to. Soon he becomes dependent on the teacher. Let him do it himself.